Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Natural disaster assistance has now been extended for Muswellbrook and Singleton. It comes after the New South Wales government added an additional 18 local government areas for the assistance. It is provided through a jointly funded Commonwealth-State Disaster Recovery Funding arrangement and is available to help local councils, residents, primary producers, small businesses and charities recover from the severe flooding that occurred last week. It may help people whose homes or belongings were damaged. It will help support local councils with cleanups and provide concessional interest rate loans for small businesses, primary producers and non-for-profit organisations. Disaster assistance was announced for the Upper Hunter Shire earlier in the week. For further details, head to the station's website. Traces of COVID-19 have been detected from a sewage treatment plant in Merriwar. Hunter New England Health confirmed the recent detections where there are currently no known cases. It follows after a further 10 new cases of COVID-19 were identified within the Hunter regions. It included 4 in Lake Macquarie, 3 in the Mid-Coast, 2 in Moree Plains and 1 in Newcastle. It brings the total number in the current outbreak to 4,330. Hunter New England Health are encouraging all residents of Merriwar and surrounding towns to come forward for testing, even if they have the mildest of symptoms. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 251 locally acquired cases. And new research suggests local seniors who are struggling with vision loss are not seeking help due to a lack of knowledge or fears around treatment. Of the 2/3 of Australians over the age of 55 who've experienced a condition with their eyes, more than a quarter have delayed seeking help. The research also found fewer Australians in the same age group are familiar with the symptoms of cataracts. Dr. Con Moshegov says a new website has been launched which helps explain the condition and encourages locals to seek help.
Fear and a lack of knowledge perhaps about the symptoms that you get from cataracts leads many to delay treatment or even potentially remain undiagnosed. Now, if local residents are worried that they may have cataracts or that their vision isn't quite right, may I encourage them please to visit cataractsexplained.com.au and they'll be able to get more information that way.